13 minutes past 8 o'clock on this hump day, Wednesday morning, AM 910 WJCW. And about this time each week, Bill Hall, the real estate guy, joins us from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning, Bill.
So you don't have to get as deep a voice as mine. You could just kind of lighten it up a little bit. I mean,
but no one could get a voice as deep as yours.
Rebecca's is almost as... could get it.
Oh, she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, good voice. Really good voice. So, Alex on vacation, huh?
Yeah, he's on vacation. And
going to miss him.
He and Kelly. Well, we miss him here, but he'll be back on Monday. So
okay, good. Good.
He didn't go to Fripp Island. I think they headed on down toward Hotlanta.
Oh, not bad. Well, there's a lot of, you know, Atlanta's being challenged right now with thunderstorms and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They went down, hopefully, on Monday, Independence Day, to see... the Braves play.
Oh, wow.
They had
cool.
a home stand, so I hope the weather is good for them there. So we don't know that.
Let's talk about inventory a little bit. This is a really good topic right now regarding the housing market. And you all probably have heard that the inventory is, they've had a big talk in the media now on a national level. The inventory has soared 19% in June. That means that we had a 19% better increase in inventory houses on the market in June than we have in a long time. I can't remember when it was like that. So we are seeing an uptick in houses coming on the market, and mainly that's due by and it's affecting sales a little bit because sales are, you know, still slowing down. And we remember we talked about the buyers pulling back down.
It's going to have a long tail to it.
It's going to have a long tail, just like this recession that we're in is having a long tail to it. And the only way to curb the recession and the housing problem is if people slow down on their buying.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that when they do buy, that they're looking for value. And if there's not value there, don't buy it. Just wait. You know, and that will help self-adjust the entire system.
That's right. It seems counterintuitive.
It does.
But it has that absolute salutary effect to it.
Absolute. There's no question about it. In other words, so that's what's happening indirectly in a very soft approach. We're seeing the housing market slide into an increase in inventory, sliding up, and sliding on the downside of that is a decrease in buyer activity for a couple different reasons. One, affordability.
Yeah.
Okay, so... right now, with the interest rates being up, and they're about double where they were a year ago,
right?
You know, and still I think very low. And if you ask me today, if today was a good day to buy a house, I would say yes, of course it is. There's no better day to buy real estate than the day you decide to buy it.
Okay,
because if you look back, you gained all your momentum in the years that you owned it. So if you look forward, then you're going to pay an increase in price because everything does go up. Even if inflation is curved, it'll still go up about 1.5% to 2% a year.
Traditionally,
anyway.
Annual sort of thing.
Right. So the best time to buy real estate is the day you decide to buy it, and I will stick to that even in today's market. So with home affordability changing things, a lot of the buyer activity has dropped because people says, well, I'm not going to go and overpay for a house because the prices of houses are going to come back down. Right, Carl?
That's what they say, but I'm not sure that's going to happen.
I don't think they will, Rebecca. I mean, I honestly don't think home prices are going to roll back at all. Although, for the first time in 2.5 years, we're seeing price reductions.
Now, gas prices on a short-term basis have rolled back now in the past 3 weeks, too, so it can happen.
It can happen. It can happen. When the supply chain or the vendors see that we're not buying their stuff, they'll reduce the price to get it correct.
Sure.
You know, and that's what we need to do as a nation anyway. But back to the inventory, the increase in inventory and the decrease in buyer activity has spurred a nice challenge there for people that had their homes on the market that didn't sell. If your house is on the market and didn't sell in the last month or two, probably it's overpriced.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. And so for the first time in 2.5 years, I'm seeing price reductions.
Very good.
Including myself, with my own listings. So I had a listing I put on the market 12 days ago for $400,000 and immediately had an offer on it. And then the people, when they saw the house in person, they changed their mind. And then... no activity at all on it, reduced to $25,000 to $375,000, immediately got an offer on it.
Ah, okay.
So, but I knew going in that it was priced too high. And I told my client, I says, I'm pricing this at this price, but I know it's too high. I'm hoping to catch the tail end of a very high market.
Ah.
And I didn't. So, but I still got, they're still really pleased. I mean, they're sure. still very extremely happy.
And that price point that you mentioned, $375, which was a reduction, as you said there, that $375 was probably something that they could have imagined last year, perhaps, instead of asking because of the increase in prices over the past year.
That's true. That's true. So they were at the end of the day, they were very pleased. But what I'm saying to you is that we're seeing actually people actually taking the price reductions. So people, you know, if something isn't right, just wait and it'll get right eventually.
Yeah.
You know, I think that. So home affordability continues to be a challenge as long as we see the interest rates go. I think they're going to average, I mean, about under 6, you know, right now they're around 6%, but they're going to average under 6% if we average the entire year out. Still a very low interest rate. I've never seen, you know, this is a great time to buy a house.
This absolutely is fixed, right?
Yes. Now, what the main concern with that affects the home affordability is the wages. For the first time in, I don't even remember how long, and I don't even know if there's, that's even a number, wages are running 31.5%. Mortgage payments are running 31.5% of wages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is way too much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. And because that's getting close to a third to me, you know, and that's going to change everything. Now, you couple that with some high groceries and some high gasoline, and you got a real mix of a situation. So I understand when people are saying, I don't want to buy right now, but this is only a short-term thing. I mean, I really wish that people would get used to the 5% and 6% interest, because that's what it should have been a long time ago anyway.
I look back in the last 30 years, that's traditionally been the sort of the sweet spot anyway.
It is. It's where people's retirement accounts get healthy. It's where the markets get healthy. It's where, you know, big business gets healthy. If everybody gets healthy, this is a good thing. But when we skew it one direction or another, somebody's going to suffer. Right now, the American public, we are suffering.
Well, worldwide, it matters.
Yeah, well, worldwide, of course.
Repercussions.
So we dropped about, since June, we dropped about 3.5% in sales. So that means that they're rolling back. But prices aren't going to go back down. I don't see them ever going back down. In fact, you know, recently I read a poll that said, let's see, am I running out of time? Talking too much?
No.
I recently read a poll that said that what was the biggest concern for Americans and their families, and 33% of the people said inflation.
Yeah.
And 1% said COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just puts it into perspective that we just change our focus from one thing to another. You know, as we start to get used to living with COVID, we start to get used to hopefully not living with this high inflation, but it is going to be here for a while.
It's a factor for the next 12 to 18 months, certainly.
But remember, on housing, now I don't know about cereal. Okay, I think cereal is different. I think fuel is different. But on housing, I don't think those prices are going to roll back at all. And I think that whatever the prices are now are going to safely build 1% to 1.5% above them on a regular basis in our area.
How does a seller entice a potential buyer with extra offers, extra bonuses, extra things thrown in to try to close the deal?
Well, that's a good question, Carl. And there's a number of things they can do, but the best way to do that is to give them a great house. In other words, go through your house, do an inspection, a visual inspection, even hire a home inspector to go through your house if you want to, because you're going to be faced with, that's going to be one of your challenges.
Are there staging companies? Are there people that do this sort of thing?
First off, in our area, there are a few people probably that do staging. I don't know who they are because I don't use them, because I've been doing it so long myself that I just go into a house and like I'm going to be doing this afternoon here in Johnson City. And I'll go through and get it ready for a showing. Then I also have a checklist. It's about an 8.5 by 11 with about 20 different things on there for the homeowner to do prior to a showing or pictures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then we go through that with them.
Okay.
And so there's lots of different ideas and things you can do, but giving people a good house that's a perceived value. And when I say perceived value, that means that, like, when they look at it's the best choice, it's their number one choice. When they're looking at three houses for sale, the one that you give them is their number one choice. Give them, make it their number one choice in either condition or price.
Okay.
You know, and that's how you get a house sold.
But you said prices are pretty much stable right now, so
you're
talking about changing the condition? Or
no, I say make sure you offer a home in great condition.
Okay, sure.
Okay, and then make sure your price is adequately placed for that house, that you're not just shooting for a pie in the moon, okay?
Moon pie?
or a moon pie. But I mean, but you have to be realistic. People have not been realistic for the last 2.5 years.
Well, we've been forced out of normality.
And people have bought into it. People from outside of our area have come here. We have lots of people. Mm-hmm. Welcome folks that aren't from here. But, you know, we want to get back to some sort of normal stability, and we don't want to be chasing, you know, all these different things that are going on, whether it's COVID or inflation or anything else, and get back to our normal life again.
It would be nice.
I'm excited for
we're
that.
We're working. Yeah, I am too. And I'm too. Confident in the American people and the world in general.
The residual.
We've been through this before.
Yes. We're so residual. We will bounce back. So with wages running about 30, mortgages running about 31.5% of wages, the normal runs about 28, just so you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. That seems high to me, frankly.
It does seem high to me, too, because if I had to guess, I'd say 25, mm-hmm. you know. But that's going to continue, you know, as mortgage rates creep up, and they will a little bit more, that's going to continue to go up.
But the money's still available right now for folks who want to buy.
There's plenty of money out there. The banks are sitting fat. Believe me, the lenders out there have so much money, they don't know what to do with it, yet mortgages are down, because obviously sales are down, so mortgages are down. Refis are down. Nobody refis their house when interest rates are at 6%, right?
Yeah.
But even though if a year from now, if it's 12%, we're going to say, I should have refied at 6, you know, but we don't know that. We don't know that, and I don't think it's going to go like that. But there's no telling. I didn't think COVID was going to be around either. So there's a lot happening in the home market right now. But if I were going to sell a house, I'd do it now. If I were going to buy a house, I'd do it now. I mean, that's the real bottom line. Because today is the best day to start your real estate adventure, no matter what it is. Things are going to change. And we don't know what those changes are, but I don't think the prices are going to roll back down for sure.
There you go. So this is making the home purchase / buying decision, when you're involved in it, a little more dicey, because you have to sort of do hand-holding, I would think, during these turbulent times with both buyers and sellers.
We want our clients to have total transparency ahead of time, so they know what to expect, you know, along the way.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to do it is, you know, no surprises. Here's the total transparency. This is the way this should work, and lay it out that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's really a good thing. So if anybody's out there is listening that knows somebody wants to buy or sell a house right now, is a perfect time. Call Bill Hall. Number is 530-7077, or my cell number is 946-7575.
Better call Hall.
That's a good one, Carl.
I just thought of that. Okay, that may supplant the real estate guy. Better call Hall.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. Thank you very much. Most good things are initially very horrible.
I'm just joking.
And so am I, too.
Hey,
so, but that number, one more time, for folks in New Jersey.
423-946-75. Well, folks from New Jersey are already here. So anyway, you guys only have to dial 946-7575. Because you guys, I've seen you guys at Publix. I've seen you everywhere. You guys are everywhere. We have the Tennessee and the New Jersey state flag flying.
Wonderful. That's part of the July 1st changeover. Yeah. All right. Bill Hall, always a pleasure. Take care, and we will talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.
All right. Thank you, Bill Hall.
Welcome.